Alright everyone, welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like kryptonite to our generation for free productivity. Ever feel like your phone is secretly plotting against you? Like it has this mischievous little algorithm whispering sweet nothings in your ear, luring you away from getting things done. You know that feeling when you swear you were just going to check a quick email and suddenly 2 hours have vanished into the abyss of cat videos and endless scrolling? Yeah, me too. That's why we're tackling this beast today. We're gonna reclaim our time, boost our focus, and become those productivity ninjas we always knew we could be all while keeping our phones firmly in check. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nova, how can I possibly function without my phone? Trust me, it's totally doable. Think of this like training for a marathon. It takes dedication, but the payoff is epic. Here is the truth bomb. Our brains are wired for focus, but our phones are designed to hijack that focus. It's a constant tug of war, and let's be real, those little notifications win way too often. But fear not, my friends, because we have the power to break free. 5 key takeaways. 1. The power of intention. Before you even touch your phone, ask yourself, what am I trying to achieve today? Set clear intentions for your day and stick to them. Treat your phone like a tool, not a tyrant. Remember, it's there to serve you, not rule over you. 2. The Pomodoro Technique. This is a game changer. Work in focus bursts of 25 minutes followed by a short 5-minute break. During those breaks, step away from your phone, go for a walk, stretch, grab a healthy snack. It's amazing how much more you can accomplish when you give your brain a chance to reset. Think of it like giving your brain mini vacations throughout the day. Who wouldn't want that? 3. Create phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home or workspace as phone-free zones. Maybe it's your bedroom, your dining table, or even just a specific corner where you can focus on a project without distractions. This helps create boundaries and trains your brain to switch off from the digital world when needed. 4. Turn off notifications. Seriously, turn them off. Those constant pings and buzzes are like little sirens tempting you away from your goals. Disable those non-essential notifications and reclaim your peace of mind. Think about it, wouldn't you rather hear the sound of birds singing than a phone notification for every random update? 5. The power of just 10 minutes. When you're feeling overwhelmed or unmotivated, don't tell yourself you have to work on something for hours. Just commit to 10 minutes. Often, once you get started, you'll find that momentum takes over and you end up working longer than planned. It's like starting a fire sometimes, all it takes is a tiny spark. Let me share a real-world example. Picture this. You're trying to write an important email, but your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, tempting you away from the task at hand. Your mind starts to wander, thinking about that funny meme your friend just shared or the latest news update. Suddenly, 2 hours have passed and you haven't made much progress on your email. Sound familiar? Now imagine this. You put your phone on airplane mode, set a timer for 25 minutes, and focus solely on writing that email. No distractions, no interruptions, just pure concentration. You finish the email in record time, feeling accomplished and relieved. We've been conditioned to believe that constantly checking our phones is necessary, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can reclaim our time, boost our focus, and become unstoppable forces all by mastering the art of phone-free productivity. Remember, your phone is a tool, not a master. Use it wisely, and you'll unlock a world of possibilities. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch the distractions, set those intentions, and get ready to conquer your day. I know you can do it. And remember, every small step counts. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and most importantly, keep that phone firmly in check. Ready to unleash your productivity power? Share this episode with a friend who could use some inspiration, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of phone-free superstars together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Your Phone is the Villain.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.